Tesla's Redemption, The Supernatural Fight Against the Nazis, Chapter 10, The Final Battle. As the team prepares for the impending battle against Himmler's forces, Mephistopheles, the dark demon, pays them a visit to wish them luck and share some news. Tesla, your bravery in rescuing Selene and utilizing your human version of the coil has been remarkable. With the updated coil that Primitus created, you will be even more effective. And by the way, congratulations on marrying Selene.
But it's not a marriage, it's a soul bonding, and I haven't even agreed to it yet.
The demon ignored his protests. Consider it a soul pact, but a good one. And by the way, Selene's teaching privileges and lecturing rights, they're restored, thanks to some demonic persuasion and magic. But I have some bad news. Once the battle is over, I am taking Faustus with me to hell. His marker is being called in. Faustus, overhearing this, was stunned. But I thought I had time. Faustus finds some solace, believing the new ring of power might provide an avenue to rescue him from hell. He discusses this with Selene, and she winks mischievously.
Well, maybe there are other things besides the ring that can be done to thwart Mephistopheles' plan, she says.
Realizing how intertwined their fates have become, Tesla agrees to a soul-bonding ritual with Selene. The goddess Bronte agrees to perform the ritual. Selene says,
"We must do this now, Nicola, before the battle, because if either of us should fall, we will continue to be united for all eternity."
Before the ceremony starts, Bronte acknowledges Tesla's growth and courage.
"You have faced the Nazis and the ethereal realm with bravery, Nicola. This bonding signifies your commitment to both worlds."
In Gladstone, the commando stepped forward, saying, "Mr. Tesla, will you stay on to train us for this occult war?" Tesla answered wisely, "We've all evolved as operatives, and yes, we will continue this fight together." With the Valkyries watching from the sidelines, Tesla, Faustus, the Maccabee Commandos, and Selene engage in the battle against Himmler's forces. Primitus joins with the Ring of Power to guide Tesla if needed, and to operate the ring himself if necessary. As Himmler begins to suffer heavy losses, he says, "Summons the ancient gods. We cannot stop them with our normal energies." Himmler chants words of dark magic, and he summons Hel, the goddess of the underworld, and other dark deities. Hel, along with Loki, a god of mischief, and Fenrir, a wolf god, appear and take over the battlefield, menacing and destroying everything in their path. The Ring of Power, while potent, is no match for the gods, and in the end, Himmler's forces are relentless. Faustus is badly wounded by Loki, the mischievous Norse entity. "Nicola, it's up to you now. I'm very badly hurt." And Faustus collapses to the ground after saying this. With the intervention of the Norse gods, Tesla's patron goddess, Bronte, intervenes, using electrical force to immobilize all of the dark gods, minimizing their impact, but limiting the amount of impact she has on violating human agency. Without the dark gods, the Ring of Power again takes control, and Himmler's forces have to retreat. "We will fight another day, just not today. Tesla, you are going to meet your day of judgment."
"Oh, I'm ready for mine, Heinrich Himmler, but are you ready for yours?"
As the Nazi forces retreat, Mephistopheles makes a beeline for Faustus to claim his prize. As the demon looks to grab Faustus, the Valkyries sweep in and beat him to the punch, carrying Faustus into the air with their horses that are winged, and Tesla can see that there's a huge smile on Faustus' face.
"Faustus is mine. You can't take him,"
Mephistopheles says. But the Valkyries aren't moved.
This is our land, and this is our earth. He died honorably in battle. It is our jurisdiction and not yours, Mephistopheles.
In the aftermath of the battle, basking in the success of their efforts, Tesla and Selene discuss their future. Tesla is worried.
I've seen my future, and I end up looking like, well, not so good. It won't be pretty. Are you sure that you want to be soul bonded and to stay with me?
And Selene says softly,
you're a handsome man, Nicola. But it is your compassion in mind that made me fall for you. And if that doesn't change, I'll never stop loving you.
They plan together to continue the fight against the Nazis and against darkness, with Tesla to train the Maccabees and working with Primitus to master the Ring of Power. Tesla suddenly slaps his forehead, remembering Faustus.
Oh, I'm the worst friend. He needs an honorable burial.
And Selene says cunningly,
his being wounded, his death and the Valkyries taking him, it was a ruse. We bought him time.
He'll continue his work on Earth once Mephistopheles forgets about him.
Tesla, stunned, says, you are a cunning one, Selene. I can't turn my back on you.
Unless you're up to no good, Nicola, you have nothing to worry about.
Tesla is amazed. I was alone and forgotten, and now I have triumphed over evil and found a forever love. And Selene says forebodingly,
and remember, this is just the beginning.
As the sun sets over the battlefield, Tesla and Selene share a quiet moment. They smile at each other, knowing that they have faced incredible challenges and overcome. In the distance, they can both see visions of Faustus drinking and feasting with fallen heroes carried by the Valkyries to Valhalla. And in the vision, Faustus promises to rejoin them.
When Mephistopheles goes back to hell, I'll have to leave this place, including these beautiful Valkyrie women, behind. That might be the most painful thing about being wounded.
They turn to look at one another. Tesla says, holding hands with Selene,
you know, Selene, I still regret wrecking my initial coil against your wishes.
And Selene says,
but ever since you allowed me to guide you, Nicola, you've made the right choices, and we always will, together.
Tesla nods with a soft chuckle, saying, and it was your idea for me to have the soul bonding. And Selene grins,
believe you me, Nicola, you will thank me later.
Tesla was reflective. Well, having squashed Himmler and the SS's occult activities, our work is nearly done here, and I guess I can look forward to retirement and a quiet life at home with you, Selene. And Selene, with a knowing smile, said,
Nicola, I wish it were that simple. There's reports about alien spaceships landing in the southern part of the U.S., and they're planning to invade. Your presence is needed to fight these extraterrestrials.
And Selene, do you always have a to-do list for me?
And Selene said playfully,
well, if nothing else, Nicola, it will keep you on your toes.
And Tesla, looking determined, said, well, then let's prepare for this new battle. Together we'll protect our world from this new menace. Having risen from obscurity and inaction, Nikola Tesla now stands as one of the most pivotal figures in preserving the balance of the world. His future, once filled with uncertainty, is now brimming with endless possibilities as he continues his extraordinary journey. End of Tesla's Redemption, The Supernatural Fight Against the Nazis by Andrew Hirshhorn.